السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا ويصدون عن سبيل الله والمسجد الحرام الذي جعلناه للناس سواء العاكف فيه والباد، ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نزقه من عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are very blessed and auspicious days. And many of our friends and family members has gone for Hajj to the blessed city of Makkah Mukarramah. And they will also visit Madinah Munawwara, the blessed city of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those early Muslims that accepted Islam, they had to go through a lot of sacrifice and efforts and faced a lot of opposition from the non-Muslims and disbelievers. The early Muslims are known as the Sahaba, the companions who learned and studied the message of the Quran directly from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It so happened the difficulties in Makkah were so severe that Nabi Sassam told certain early Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia. And then later on, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba migrated from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. And when our beloved Rasulullah was leaving Makkah to Madinah with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Nabi SAW, while leaving Makkah, said, "Oh blessed city of Makkah, I love this city very much. It's a city of my birth, city of my family members, and the city where the Kaaba is, the Kaaba, the Baytullah is. But the difficulties the people of Makkah has given me and are still giving me, I am forced to leave the blessed city and migrate to Madinah Munawwara." And the people of Madinah Munawwara, the Ansar, the early, they welcomed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam early comfortable as possible. And even those early Muslims that migrated from Makkah to Madinah, known as the Muhajireen, they also were made very comfortable and a warm reception was given to them from the early Muslim of Madinah Munawwara. It's a long incident, but just come back to the topic. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the early Muslims decided to go for Umrah from Madinah Munawwara. And in the sixth year after Hijrah, 1 year the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, where Nabi Sassan early Muslim camped. There is a well known as Hudaybiyah, and Nabi Sassan early Muslim camped there. And they had no intention of fighting the people of Makkah. They never carried their arms. It was a pure journey of ibadat, of making Umrah. But this non-Muslims in Mecca, they were so proud and arrogant that they stopped Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, that you can't proceed for Umrah. And the Sahaba felt it very difficult to swallow it. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we never go with the intention of fighting, and there's no force entry. If they don't want us to go, we won't go. Now in this ayah, para 17, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 25, Allah speaks about the bad quality of the proud, arrogant, kuffar, non-Muslims. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ الَّذِي جَعَلْنَاهُ لِلنَّاسِ سَوَاءً الْعَاكِفُ فِيهِ وَالْبَالِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِالْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقُهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Indeed, those who disbelieve, they don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in our beloved Rasulullah, the final Nabi of Allah, they don't believe in the verses of the Quran. And the bad qualities of these non-Muslims is they forbid others from the path of Allah, from Sirat al-Mustaqim, and that stop people from making ibadat by the Kaaba, by Masjid al-Haram, which we have appointed for the people, residents and visitors being equal therein. And whoever intends to unjustly perpetrate an act of irreligiousness, an act of kufr, shirk, major sins, ascribing partners to Allah, worshipping idols, etc., we shall let them taste a painful punishment. Now whoever commits guna in these blessed cities, and especially in the vicinity of the Kaaba, Allah says, a severe, painful punishment is awaiting for these types of people. May Allah protect us. Now, the one of the major sins, Nabi Sam came in the period of Ayyam-e Jahiliya, where people used to worship idols inside the Kaaba, used to make tawaf around the Kaaba naked, and drink alcohol and bury the young daughters alive. And the worst of sins you can think of they were doing. And the greatest sin is causing harm to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and causing harm to the early Muslims. And here this particular harm was stopping Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early Muslims going for Umrah or going to reach Salah, the five Faras Salah, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, read with Jama'ah. And this five times Salat with Jama'ah is a display of unity, especially in the days of Hajj in Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara. There's 1 million Hujjaj, 2 million Hujjaj, reading Salah behind one Imam. That is the best display of unity we can have. And some deviated groups, they tell the people, when you go for Umrah or Hajj, don't read Namaz behind the Imam. How can you create disunity in the Ummah? You must read Salah behind the Imams of Makkah and Medina. And if you say don't read Namaz, you will be creating disunity amongst the Ummah. May Allah protect us. And the symbol of unity that is displayed by males when reading Salat with Jama'ah is experienced in every city, country of the world at the time of Jum'ah, Friday. The best musallis any masjid get in any city, country of the world is on a Friday. And imagine five times a day, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, read Salat with Jama'ah. How much unity will be created in the Ummah, and how happy Allah will get. Our du'as will also get accepted. Let's read the next verses of the Quran, same para 17, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 26, 27, and 28. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa iz bawwa'na Alla tushrik bi shay'an wa tahhir baytiya lit-ta'ifina والقائمين والركع السجود. When we showed Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam the location of the house of the Kaaba, saying, do not ascribe any as partner to Allah, do not commit shirk, we don't worship idols, we make sajda to Allah Ta'ala during our Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Faras, Sunnah, Nawafil, Salah, we don't bow our head in front of any rich person or any president of the country or any idol or anybody. We make sajda to Allah and we're not going to humiliate ourselves in front of any non-Muslim kings and presidents. They may be multi-millionaires and billionaires. We look at the treasures of Allah, and our concept of success is to obey the commands of Allah, follow the teaching of Rasulullah Sallam. We must get a respectable debt on Iman. May Allah give us a debt on a Friday. We are doing some good action that's beloved to Allah and beloved to Rasulullah Sallam. And فَمَنْ زُهْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Whoever is protected from the fire of Jahannam and made to enter Jannah, that is the ultimate success. And you have to be a Muslim to enter Jannah. You have to believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You have to believe in the Quran. And you have to abstain from all those things that are haram, not permissible for Muslims to do. We have to abstain from music, from adultery, zina. Today, many of these five-star hotels in Makkah, Madinah come with the television. And people watching professional sports, where alcohol being advertised. Among the spectators, there are females, semi-nude females. Instead of spending your time in ibadat, we come to the hotel room to have a rest, to eat something. And after you had a good sleep, after you had something to eat, we wear clean clothes, have a bath, and go back to the haram for ibadat. There are so many Quran Sharifs available. We can take the tasbih and recite zikrullah. But today shaitan make us spend our time behind the shaitan box. And people are watching professional sports. And some of those TVs have the satellite channels where they watch films. Hollywood and Bollywood films in Makkah, Medina. How grave is that sin? May Allah protect us. We don't have to watch this anywhere in the world. But you're watching it in Makkah, Medina, Hollywood, Bollywood films. You're watching professional sports in Makkah, Medina. And you're not spending time in the haram. May Allah protect us. And the next verse. وَأَزِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيكٍ ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير ثم ليقضوا تفسهم وليوفوا نذورهم وليطوفوا بالبيت العتيق. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he erecting the Kaaba, that Maqama Ibrahim was used as a ladder. Miraculously, it used to go up as Nabi Ibrahim was building the Kaaba. And ayat number 27 and 28, and announce the Hajj among the people, they will come to you on foot and on every lean camel, traveling from every far, every distant of the road. Those days, they don't have the technology that we have today. We have the WhatsApp, the YouTube, the cell phone, SMS, etc., where we can just send messages. Those days there was no technology, and Allah told Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, you make the announcement that people must come by the Kaaba in Makkah Mukarramah and make Hajj. And Ibrahim alayhi salam made that announcement, and Allah, through His infinite mercy, made everyone listen to it. And the ulama in the commentary of this ayat mentioned, whoever said labbayk to the da'wat of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah is taking them for Hajj. And those that were not living that time also, they were in alam-e arwah. Allah knows who is going to be born till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah made everybody listen, those that are supposed to come the day of Qiyamah. And Allah is arranging them to come for Hajj and Umrah. And those days the mode of transport was an animal, camelback, horseback, donkey, etc. But today we have luxury modes of transport. We have the aeroplane, the luxury buses, luxury vehicles. And people come walking, and different modes of transport, they are reaching Makkah and Medina, some coming by ship also. Allah accept everybody's hajj and everybody's ibadat at this holy site. And ayat number 28, to witness the things of benefit for them, and during the stipulated days, to take Allah's name on every animal that Allah has provided for them. So eat from it and feed it to the afflicted poor. The laws of Hajj, the Hajis have to slaughter an animal in the holy land also, known as Hadi. But throughout the world, Muslims practice of slaughtering animals on the days of Qurbani. The goat, sheep have to be 1 year old. Cattle, ox have to be 2 year old. Camels have to be 5 year old. And they must be healthy, no defects on them. They have to slaughter the animals of Qurbani. And we have to take the name of Allah. No non-Muslim can slaughter an animal for us. It had to be slaughtered by a Muslim and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim or Bismillahir Allah Akbar while slaughtering the animal. Then only it becomes halal. Then they should remove their untidiness, fulfill their oaths, and perform tawaf around the Baytul Atiq. Those hujjas that went for Hajj, after going to Mina, Arafat, and then they come back, this is the masail of Hajj, and then after making tawaf, then they can remove the ihram, they have to cut the hay, etc. It's a long masail. Allah make it easy. Another very important aspect of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hajj is the lesson of sincerity. لَيْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاعُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The Qurbani animals that we slaughter is not the blood and the flesh that reaches Allah. It's that sincerity in your heart that for the love of Allah I'm doing this. For the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam I'm doing it. For the sunnah of Nabi Ibrahim Alayhi Salam I'm carrying it. And when we read Salah, before Salah we make that intention. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara samawati urda hanifa wa ma kana minal mushrikeen. That my salah, my fasting, my hajj, my charity, everything is sincerely for the sake of Allah, not for name and fame. And there are few hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding sincerity. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ أخلص دينك يكفيك العمل القليل. Nabi Islam told Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu, whatever little good act you do sincerely, it will suffice for you to go to Jannah, whether Faraz, Sunnah, Nawafil, Salah, reciting Quran, giving charities, going for Umrah, going for Hajj. We don't want people to give us label, this is a Haji, he went 10 times for Hajj, he went 10 times for Umrah. No, if you get your praises in the world, you won't get reward in the Akhirat. Whether you went 1 time for Hajj or 20 times for Hajj, keep it as a secret and only my Allah must know. When we're giving charities, whether you're giving 10 rand or 1,000 rand or 1 million rand or $10,000 or $1,000, Allah must know. We don't have to advertise our charities on the social media. Do everything with ikhlas. And then waqala alayhi salatu wassalam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. Our beloved Rasulullah, every action is judged according to the intention. Whether, as I said, charity, giving education, Allah must protect us from hubba jah and hubba mal, desire for name and praises for our little good work, and desires for wealth. You read one qiraat, or you do some deen work, people must give you throw dollars on you, pounds on you, rand on you. Allah will say, you got your money in the world, no jannat for you. Obviously, those full-time imams of the masjids, those at 6-7 hours of the teaching the hifz class in Darul Ulooms, those apas and ulama that teach in the afternoon maktab madrasas, we need to give them a good reasonable salary so they don't have to take another job. With undivided attention and focus of servicing the community, making imamat on time, teaching the afternoon madrasa on time, teaching, be on time to teach, and they are not tired. As human, we all get tired. In a 24-hour cycle, in 6-7 hours of sleep also. Now those ulama that teach in the madrasas, if they don't take a salary, then if they have to look for another job, when is their resting time? When is their family time? And when will be the teaching time? So we have to respect our ulama. Those ulama that are getting salary, respect them, love them, don't speak anything against them. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing.